Hello, welcome everyone to Ich bin ein Hamburger on FSK 93.0000000. We are here today for a special Time to Shine music festival where we've never had live music before, so this will be a first. So I'm here with special guests, Astrid.
Hi.
Who you may remember from before the US election last year.
The November election.
Election correspondent.
Coming live. Sorry, that's just usually what the US election sounds like, you know, when you go on the news. Coming live, Astrid,
can you
the
play
political
it on
analyst.
Can you play it on the Glockenspiel?
On the Glockenspiel. Coming live on Channel 58,000 on Fox Channel 50.
Nice, good.
Astrid, live political analyst.
I said there would be music. So, yeah, we got some listeners actually really liked your election analysis. We got
really
positive feedback about it.
Oh. Our surveys so found that you're just fantastic. 10 out of 10 dentists would recommend you.
So people feel they learned a lot because you gave like a really in-depth of all the different
for reals, it was
gerrymandering and stuff.
It was gerrymandering. Even Jerry, 10 out of 10 Jerrys would say, yeah, they mander for you.
Wow.
Including 10 out of 10 salamanders, too.
Redrawing their districts for me, are they?
They're redrawing a bunch of salamanders on the map just for you.
So the person you hear talking, if you don't know him already,
it's been
quite some time. He's back.
But I'm back from my stasis, my comatosis, and xylophonin. I'm xylophoning.
Like Han Solo, he's defrosted from the carbonite.
Yep.
And he's back alive again. And then our other special guest is Max, who is a musician, a folk musician. How long have you been playing music, do you think, Max?
It's about 43 years.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's a long time.
That's when I started.
So you've been in different... You mainly played folk?
Or you played... did everything.
Yeah.
So I've been in a punk band and blues and...
Yeah. But he's got the... Yeah, he's a very talented...
Anything. Just like that. And just singing. Or just playing rhythm guitar like Rowan Wood, and just standing in the corner and play the fucking rhythm guitar and don't sing. And well, I've also been a singer. Well, did many things, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's just all this stuff like Corona shit.
All right, well.
This stops us and you can do in little stores and stuff like that. And so. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, this is the issue now with Corona shit, because you know this has hurt live music a lot and clubs and everything. But so our lovely Bürgermeister Peter Chen, do you know how to pronounce
Peter
it?
Peter
do you know
T.
how to pronounce it? Chenchester. It looks like some Scrabble, when you're playing Scrabble and you have all the letters lined up in no particular order, that's what his name looks like.
Yeah,
Peter.
Peter T. Mr. T.
Peter, come on.
I'm not even going to attempt.
We're
going to
call him Mr. T. Mayor T.
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Burgermeister T.
Burgermeister T.
Yeah. We love you.
So he's bringing
in... He's actually the Burger King of Hamburg.
The Burger King.
The Whopper. He's a Whopper.
He's the Whopper
of a Burgermeister. Yeah, so he's bringing in what they call Corona Regulations 2G. Mm. So that's like around when iPhone came out.
They couldn't
so
go for 5G because they worried that it'd be automatically rejected as a...
Yeah.
No, remember, we got the vaccine, so apparently you gotta tap your arm twice to get that 5G now.
Yeah.
That's one of those
stupid things. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sponsored by Microsoft.
They think about the third time.
Wow.
And what then? The fourth? The fifth?
Will it be endless?
The tenth? Then,
of course it'll be endless.
A dozen?
The hell do people think?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I think one of the nice, or I don't know, are we actually on part of your program? Is this one of the first things we have to talk about?
You are on the program now.
I meant
you are alive. You are in the studio. This is it's not just us chatting.
No.
It is kind of just us chatting, but We masquerade it as a radio program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is listened by some.
This is actually just sometimes. Our dream journal.
Yeah. Okay.
On the air.
No, no. Yeah. This is the lettuce. This journal. Is our first layer of the burger, which is lettuce, which is news of the week. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. COVID. So.
It's soggy. What were you gonna say? Nobody wants it.
I like COVID, but I like lettuce.
I like spinach better. It's actually. Bad, yeah. This has nothing to do with the news. Just a
pressure. So Peter T.
Peter T.
Mr. T.
Burger King.
So he said, yeah.
No trademark.
They will get, you know, October, no more of this free testing.
That's actually not just from him. That's from the federal government, though.
No.
That's Merkel's.
Oh, I'm just telling you what Peter said. Don't.
Well, Peter needs to not plagiarize. You know what all starts with letter P? Plagiarizing.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to paraphrase.
And then it'll just be, you know, most businesses. He's letting the business decide. The businesses can choose between only allowing vaccinated people or only allowing vaccine or a test.
So it's this is how it is now. 2G or 3G. The 2G is either you're vaccinated or recovered. The 3G is they still allow the testing, vaccinated or recovered.
But you make it sound like 3G is better.
No, 3G just provides us a third option. That's it.
Okay.
I don't know why they didn't put G. What's the G there?
But businesses will have a right.
You can get a test. Okay.
Businesses will have a right to say, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come in.
That's it.
So he's encouraging businesses to block non-vaccinated people from coming in
I get it.
At all. Okay. So that's kind of like, you know, nudging people to get...
Yeah, for sure.
To get vaccinated.
I mean, so, I would think also taking away that the tests that will be paid for in October...
Exactly.
...should be a really good push for people to get vaccinated.
Yeah. But yeah.
One of us.
For sure.
Gooba Gabba. Oh, the G is for Gooba Gabba. Gooba Gabba. One of us. Nobody knows that reference? Like the 1910s film, whatever that film's called, with a bunch of weirdos.
I don't know Gooba Gabba. No. Max is showing
Max has
his,
an imp center on
his vaccine. So we're all double vaccine. So Shervin just came back from his European tour.
Yes. Yep.
Joining us finally for Time to Shine Festival after his European tour. Did you have to prove your vaccination at these kind of places in the Netherlands, Holland?
So
or
this is how it works.
France.
So anywhere I went, I basically double checked all the paperwork because you got to make sure you got everything. Like each country has their own rules. They usually kind of have some standardized rules, like for example the testing, the vaccination paperwork. But some of them, for example, like you got to check in, for example, before you go in. Like when I went to France, well, here's the thing, man. They're not always checking. They don't really check. And this is actually kind of fucked because some people, you know, like if you have to pay, like, okay, so like when I came from Germany to France, it was free testing. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I just bought it with me just in case. Although they said you don't need it. But sometimes I was like, you know, you never know. Maybe they want it anyway. It's always better to be overprepared than less.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it, I went in. But then when I was in France, sometimes like on the government websites, unless they're really explicitly clear, they're not always. This is the problem. Like when I went to France to Belgium, they were like, be vaccinated, but you might need a test. And I was like, okay, so like, what the hell is this? Because obviously they translate their websites from, right? And
they don't have free testing.
In France, no, you have to be a resident of either like the rich city or you have to be a citizen.
Okay.
But it's not, I mean, I paid like, okay, it wasn't cheap, but 24 euros.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not that bad. Like in the States, it's still over, almost I think over
I paid $125 for a PCR test.
That's
to
a
get,
PCR, yeah.
To get, and the antigen test was actually more.
What?
It was $199 at the airport.
Wow.
In the States,
in
it's
the
still
good
ridiculous.
Old American States. USA. It's fucking shit.
So
stupid.
If you didn't...
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite interesting because like I was complaining here in Europe, like being like, oh my God, I have to pay almost 90, 70 euros for the PCR. Then I went home. Yeah, went home and it was like over 150.
You could still get free tests, but they're kind of like, they're not always, as time went on.
To travel outside the States is not reliable.
Yeah. I mean, you could still, like right now, but the thing is, look, but the truth of the matter is, although that's the case, when I was in the US, their vaccination procedures are much more quicker than here. Mm-hmm. Like, literally less than 12 hours. I, like, bam, got it.
But now the problem is...
Walmart. Yeah. Fuck Walmart, by the way.
He went to Mr. Walmart, personally.
Walmart has no gender. Profits have no gender. Okay?
Walmart doesn't gender identify.
Walmart doesn't gender identify. It profit identifies.
Don't make gender.
I'm sorry.
Walmart, cis Walmart. It's not cis Walmart.
They celebrated Pride, okay?
Yeah.
Like all the weird corporations between them.
Yeah.
They love profits.
And you, you went to Berlin as well during this tour.
Yeah, so here's the thing. In early July.
So clubs were open again, kind of. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. In front of every single club in Berlin when I went, like, they have a testing center. Oh, the big ones mostly. Or like the ones, even if there wasn't one in front of it, they were like within like a 2-minute walk from each one. Okay. And luckily I was vaccinated, so I need the test. Because if you're vaccinated, you just show them your little...
they believe your little Walmart thing always.
Yeah, of course
always.
They believe it. Why wouldn't they? Okay?
I don't know.
Walmart's,
I guess it's German.
A very internationally recognized horrible corporation.
You don't have the QR code?
No, the QR code is actually the nanobots in my blood. You can actually, they all come out at once and they made a little sign for me. Sherman is vaccinated. No, they just look at it. I mean, truth be told, they don't care. They're just like, whatever. But the good thing is, so when you're kind of going there, if you're in Berlin kind of club hopping, you can kind of figure out, like, if you're vaccinated, you have such an advantage because you could just run past the lines and just jump in front of everybody because everyone's... Usually when they do is they all go to the testing center, so there's a huge queue there.
Mm-hmm.
But then before everyone, because they all need 15
at
minutes,
least 30,
at least 30 minutes, right? Yeah. Because there's a usually delay as well.
Yeah.
So you can just go in before everybody else.
It's not
else.
A good motivation to get vaccinated.
No, I was just walking in, I'm like, oh, yellow card. I meant like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like pure power, dude. It's just pure.
Yeah, I went to Apotheca and I got the QR code in my, because I could get that.
But the problem is, like, for example, I would get that as well. But Germany's, if you have an iPhone, the App Store is regional locked. So only German regional Apple App Store allows you to get that code. And I don't know why. It's stupid. Like, you'd think for a pandemic, they'd make it international for everybody, but they don't. And, but basically when we went inside the club, it's...
There's people wearing masks and
dancing.
It's bizarre,
man. It's bizarre. It's like, so here's the thing. Okay, on if you're outside, and I don't know how it is anymore. I think it's a bit changed now. But when I went outside, you wore the, you can stick with just the medical masks, the medicine masks. But inside, when you want to order, you had to wear the, what's it called?
FFP2 mask.
Yeah.
And they were kind of strict about that because I saw people get thrown out.
Wow.
When they weren't doing it. Because they were like, okay, we told you the first time. Now you're doing it again.
So people were switching masks.
Yeah, I was switching masks all the time. Well, not everybody, but I was. I saw
you could make a dance move out of this. Like
the mask switch.
You know, it can be like a new Macarena.
Because the truth is, it's kind of easier to breathe with the other one. I mean, it gets less hot in your mouth.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, let's just say there's some explicit shit going on as well with the mask. It's very easy to hide things. I'll tell you that. People they think they're being conspicuous, but they're, you know, no. Okay. But it was nice. It was totally fine. I mean, you know, I got used to it. But over time, I think when more people, when it started getting really crowded, well, they also have limits. They can't just let anybody in either. Yeah. They're really like, they have a little queue counter. But it was okay. I mean,
like, they wouldn't get you in trouble if, you know, you get close to someone dancing. This wasn't
seen as a
problem.
No. They don't give a fuck about that.
Okay.
They don't care. It's too
it wasn't like
to
circles
that.
On the ground.
So. It was more to be told. I think they're more like concerned about following the rules because they don't want to get fined.
Yeah.
That was it. Okay. But other than that, it seemed pretty controlled.
Mr. T, he says, the kids, like Reeperbahn, when this comes in, this 2G thing, then everything, he says, will be open again. But he's strongly encouraging them to make it vaccinated patrons only. But the other big news of the week is... Afghanistan.
Wow, what a
which
tangent.
Is actually
what a tangent.
Is it?
It's above COVID in terms of the news articles now. For the first time, there's a it's rare that something gets above it. But
don't
Afghanistan.
You just love how much the states are saying, "Wow, what about women's rights?" And they don't look at them taking our abortion rights.
They don't give a fuck about women's rights. The same shit when they started in 2000. Well, what was it? 2001 will technically be one. I also love that now everybody, by the way, has all of a sudden became geopolitical specialists and analysts. It's also like, I get it. I mean, it's really shit. I really do feel horrible about the people that I have, like, you know, without going too much into it, but I mean, there's a, I know some people that, like, you know, if their families are stuck in it, really, it's heartbreaking to hear that. It's really heartbreaking. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's just nothing. You can, I mean, I'm glad that people here, for example, I don't know if you've been following it, but they've been trying to fund private aircraft to go and pick them up on their behalf.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hamburg has the largest population of Afghans in Germany.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why there's like, so I went to the demo. Yeah. Because a friend of a friend, he owns like a Afghani restaurant here. Mm-hmm. He's pretty young though. He set it all up when he's like 28, set up the restaurant, has his like family. And he gradually brings his family from Afghanistan and they work in the restaurant. But now he's like freaking out because he only got some of the family.
I mean, it's warranted. I mean, to freak out. Like, one of my colleagues at the company, it was really sad because she's one of the youngest in her family. And she had a brother and a sister, one of the oldest ones. And they were, well, the sister had worked for the government. So actually, she hasn't left Afghanistan and she's about 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
She's like, I can only imagine that, like, what my colleague's mother is going through. Trying to find a way for her out. The brother had gotten out just in time because he was somebody that worked actually with the States. So the family is quite worried. And I was actually just listening to a podcast on the fact that they were just saying how the Taliban, it's quite interesting on the aspects of how they've really ramped up their communications skills compared to over the years.
Yeah.
But actually they're saying this is quite interesting because they want to see if this will backfire. Because here they are giving a lot of press conferences and here they are talking about promising so many things, right? And it's like, actually, this could be one way for them to have this huge backfire if they actually don't follow up on their promises. Because before they weren't always so...
connected.
Yeah, connected and populace. Always speaking about like being like, we're going to do that. And
so it adds this accountability.
Yeah, and it, in a way. That's so that's actually, yeah, that's quite interesting to see like, all right, that's true. Like they weren't so, like how you said, connected. And now they're just like continuously saying like, okay, we're promising this. This is going to be fine. But then like, yeah, it adds a level of accountability. So this would be interesting to keep watching.
That's very interesting. Do you think the videos of them like at the amusement park on this carousel ride with the horses and them that's in the hilarious. Gym, you think this was like legit or you think that's part of their PR campaign or you think they're not?
I think they're fucking crazy.
Or you think it's just them being, I don't know.
So you know beforehand, they would never even allow, like, they are really fundamentalists on a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've probably seen the old videos of them beheading people's fucking heads off. Like, I'm not talking about the U.S. propaganda. I'm not talking about them. I'm just talking about in general, like, the Taliban itself is so fundamental. Basically, they weren't very fond of technology as well. They're, like, kind of Luddites.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now you're looking at them, they're on Twitter and shit. Like, look at it. They're, like, addicted to technology themselves. They're all on smartphones. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It really changes the whole
Remember when ISIS was on Twitter? They're, like, making these music videos. I don't know if you guys ever watched them. They're pretty well.
No.
They have great production quality, okay?
Okay.
But, like,
what happened in these videos? What were these?
Oh, they had videos of them, like, you know, like, fighting through different regions. It was, like, in the name of Allah.
They had their own theme song.
They had cheap special effects.
I remember these kind of flames.
They had cheap special effects. They had it all, man.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is bullshit, but I mean, they made their own videos. It's like, no, it's just showing that, like, even fundamentalists get, like, quote-unquote, like, addicted to technology on that.
Yeah.
Which one-up, then, social media platforms, you can even corrupt the most fundamentalist religious nutjobs.
I mean, it's also interesting. It's saying, like, you can hate technology as much as you want, but there's so many aspects of it where you need it if you want to survive and, like, keep it, like, ideas if you want it alive.
And it gives a... you know, US or other countries is soft power as well if people can still read media. I mean, it depends how much they regulate the internet as well. Mm-hmm. Like in Myanmar, they would just like cut off all mobile internet and just you can only access it during the day for like a short window via landlines because they didn't want all this messages from outside getting it. So I don't know, will the Taliban leave the internet going? Or it'll be interesting to see. I think they will.
But they'll probably just keep it regulated.
Because it costs a lot of money, like doing like a Chinese Great Firewall thing.
Yeah.
Like having constant people monitoring content. It's a big, like you can just go and block Facebook. But then people can still Telegram and use all these other.
Where do you think in the platforms. Taliban, do you think they have an IT department?
I wonder. Exactly.
Do you think these people can even build a fucking road? Do you think these people can build a fucking road? They have, like, they're just fighters. They have, like, yeah. It's like when I was hearing a joke. It was like, you know, like, not a joke, but it was like, trying with a friend about this, but it was like, they're very good. They're good. They're militant fighters. Like, it's, they're going to have a hard time governing the region.
Mm.
They, you know how long they controlled Afghanistan? 5 fucking years. That's all they controlled it for.
But I mean,
and they couldn't control the north.
Yeah.
The north is still off their territories.
That part is still really interesting to see how it's going to play out. Because the north is very anti-Taliban, so you have to see, okay, what is going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't know. Like, I also, I mean, I would never say underestimate anyone.
That not underestimate them. But yeah. It's one thing to destroy shit, but it's another thing, and you can look at the Americas, to create something.
Mm. And then maybe,
But okay, if we're gonna go to the Americas, like in Latin America. You know well.
Sorry,
enough,
the
this
U.S.
Is a
I'm
very...
talking about the U.S.
Okay, okay.
I'm talking about the U.S. Sorry.
When he says America, he means it in a.
I meant the
is there another America?
He said
sorry,
it, he said it in a plural form.
I've never heard of any other America
sorry,
apart
the,
from the United States
America,
of America.
America.
So.
I'm quite well aware this global south exists. I'm not a fucking ignoramus here.
It's an equator thingy, and then yeah.
Sorry, I'm still. Hey, I grew up with. I'm trying to decolonialize myself.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm honest about it.
You'll decolonialize.
Just keep.
But you go like the legs are no longer serving colonies, and
yeah.
Parts of your body you decolonialize. Like they get independence. Okay,
the,
man.
The common the con, in,
my
in,
arm
the
is just declared autonomy. It's not a serving colony anymore.
Exactly.
All right, and the other big news is the sad passing of Charlie Watts.
Mm-hmm.
So Max is wearing a Rolling Stones shirt today. But he's 80. He's 80, mm-hmm. 80 years old, right? Charlie.
He
was 80,
reached,
yeah. He died at 80 in the,
yeah,
in the
he
hospital.
Reached 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he die of? Just
I think
old
almost
age?
Old age.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
He's doing all right. All right, so we're going to, in Charlie's honor, we're going to play a Rolling Stones song now, and then we'll be back and we're doing German election trivia.
Yeah.
We're back on FSK 69 Hamburger Time to Shine Music Festival. Our first ever live music. We're all holding instruments. But Max
this is the most horribly coordinated band ever. We're cancelled, everyone.
Max is the only real musician.
Okay, it's a set survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back. Max. Yeah, he's bringing us our first live music experience, but that's still to come.
That is still to come.
It's still to come.
This later. One, this
not
is,
yet, Max. We gotta hold it for the people. Later. Not yet.
This one goes yet, out to yet. Charlie.
No.
Max, not yet.
Now we're playing German election trivia. The live music comes later. Mike,
this is just a little taste, but he will be better.
You're the last act.
I promise.
The last act.
Momento ist die beste, ne?
It would make no sense if you played the music now. We'd have to have you at the end so you can.
We gotta finish. All right, but you, of course, Max. Are you informed about the election? So we're gonna play German election trivia now. Is there a German election trivia theme song?
Oh, I'm so bad with this.
No. It's
No. All right.
Oh, just okay. Well, let's play it. Do you want a little? And now we're at our German quiz.
Yeah, perfect. Yay. It's like Jeopardy or something. Oh, don't talk about Jeopardy. It's too soon. Don't talk about Jeopardy guy. But,
all right, people.
All right, so first we need to test buzzers.
Okay.
So, Shervin, what's your buzzer?
Zuma.
Zuma is Max's buzzer. Okay.
Zuma
is my buzzer.
Shervin?
Blurp.
Astrid, can you test your...
I'll go zing.
Oh, nice.
Because she's bringing zingas.
All right.
Mine will be Greenwich.
So, first question.
Greenwich.
So, which of these is the leader of the CDU?
Mm-hmm.
CSU. Christian Lindner, Armin Laschet, or Dietmar Bartsch?
Blurp.
That's fuzzy.
B.
Correct. Armin Laschet is the leader.
Was ihr alles wisst.
And Armin, so he had a question two. So he had Armin Laschet. I don't know.
Laschet.
L-A-S-C-H-E-T. That's correct. I don't know how to say this. Laschet. How do we say Laschet, Max? Laschet?
I don't know. Laschet.
Laschet. Right. He had more controversy.
Like bullshit.
He had controversy for laughing at what? A, COVID. B, floods. C, Oktoberfest.
Blurp.
Zing.
Oktoberfest.
B.
Damn it.
Correct, the floods. He was laughing behind the president.
Yeah.
He was caught laughing about the floods. Ah, Shervin's killing it. He's doing
him and his blurp.
All right. Next,
I can predict the answers now.
Question three. Speaking of trouble, what was the leader of the Greens, Annalena Baerbock? What was she in trouble in the media for, the controversy? A, taxes. B, car incident. Or C, plagiarism.
Blurp.
Ding. Fuck you.
He's so fast.
C.
C, C, plagiarism.
Ah.
In her book,
you got blurped.
In her book, she was...
Yeah, she got caught with a small little book. It ain't a big book. Fucking bullshit. Fuck last year.
And it was just, she just didn't credit thing, or she didn't cite.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Question four.
So, Annalena.
Annalena. So, leader of the Greens, Annalena Baerbock, was once competing for Germany in the German championships of which sport? A, sprinting. B, ice skating. Or C, trampoline gymnastics.
Sing. B.
Not ice skating.
You got blurb.
okay,
blurb.
Your turn.
What was the other two options?
Sprinting or trampoline gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
Trampoline gymnastics. Yes,
okay. Correct. I had a feeling it was either sprinting or gymnastics. I knew it was an ice skating because I remember something about this in the past with the Leicht Athletic.
When the bronze medal.
Five, 4 out of 4. The blurp.
All right.
Blurp's
blurping
on.
Is ahead. Yeah. Okay, question five. Who is the SPD candidate for Chancellor? A. Schlermach Schleckelmeier.
Yeah, you know, that's...
B. Thurston Tokolicki.
Wow, just say it, dude.
Or C. Olaf Scholz.
Blurped. Got blurped. 5 out of 5, slam dunk. And here he comes. What's in the answer? With the last slammer. It so is...
Can you say it?
C.
C, correct. Olaf Scholz.
And schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
You got blurp.
It's the land of chocolate. Wow. All chocolate, half price. Exactly. And where... So Olaf Scholz is famous for being Hamburg's old Bürgermeister during the G20 and all this crazy stuff. Where did he live in Hamburg? A. Winterhude, B. Altona, C. Eppendorf.
Ding. I'm gonna say Eppendorf.
No.
Fuck.
Blarp.
Is it Winterhude?
Okay. Winterhude or Altona?
Winterhude.
You got a buzz.
Winterhude. Max.
You didn't buzz.
It's got to be Winterhude.
No, he used to live in Altona.
Oh, fucking wow.
God damn it, Mac. I listened to Max.
On the street from us.
Damn.
Wow.
Max has de-blurped me, man.
He blurpified you. Oh, no. You got the blurp blues? Have you got the blurp blues?
The blurp blues.
Your blurp reminds me of, like, Jabba the Hutt.
Damn straight, Jabba was a powerful
Skywalker.
It's actually blur blah blah boo da ba shawa Han Solo.
Okay, who is current, according to the polls? Last question.
Okay.
Blurp can finish the blurp. Last question. Who is currently most popular in the polls? A. Olaf Scholz. B. Armin Laschet. C. Annalena Baerbock. Or D, none of them.
Ding. Blurp.
No, she got it.
A?
No.
Really?
Laschet. It's B, isn't it?
No, not Laschet. Blurp. No.
Oh, it is Green Party.
Max, who do you think it is?
And I see.
No, it's not
none of them.
D,
right.
None of them.
So wow. none of them is ahead at 44%.
Oh,
wow.
Olaf is second on 30.
Uh-huh.
So you're right out of the candidates, but okay. None of them is still 44%. 30, and then after that... Baerbock on 15 and Laschet on 11. Okay. So,
because I remember, I don't know. I
was gonna say, there's no way Laschet would be ahead. Like,
don't underestimate.
After the laughing,
don't underestimate the German electorate.
I mean,
stupidity.
let's not underestimate, of course, but it's like I wouldn't think right now because the floods is still really imminent in a way.
UFO. Huh.
All right, so that's the quiz.
Okay.
And.
Let me exit you out. Let me exit
26,
you out.
Yeah, don't forget to vote 26th of September. We can't vote. Max can vote. Three of us can't vote. We're not German citizens. But Max, I don't know. Yeah. You know who you're going to vote for yet? You're not sure. You don't like... You're in the none of them camp, right? Yeah, you don't like... Okay. All right, so...
Just FYI, though, just want to put a little PSA out there. If you can vote and you live here, you should vote. Because although it may not affect your life, it sure as fuck affects our lives for what happens. So when some piece of shit right-wing candidate gets more power and or anything like regarding this makes all our lives who can't vote, especially the immigrants and other groups, mm-hmm. like it makes our lives actually a lot harder. So just because you don't see shit doesn't mean we don't feel that shit. So just have
like,
go out to vote.
Like U.S. voters and the rest of the world
well.
Preach,
yeah, we
baby,
vote.
Preach.
We fucking vote as we should.
Yeah, I
did. So speaking of US voters, so we'll take a break now and we're going to come back and talk about the future of the United States of America. All right, welcome back to Time to Shine Music Festival.
Time to Shine, ironically, with the weather, a complete shit cloud overcast.
Mm-hmm. Could we call it Time to Sizzle Music Festival? I don't know. Time to Sizzle, maybe is better. Burger. But yeah, 93.0 on FSK. Now, because of the events of this week with Afghanistan, like we're talking about, this kind of, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of press now about, you know, is this the U.S. sort of end of the road with the U.S. empire? Will they sort of not have such aggressive foreign policy responses anymore? But then others are like, this is just like another Vietnam, and this already happened in Vietnam, and then, you know, it didn't really change U.S. behavior, so...
Don't forget Korea.
Yeah, and Korea as well.
Don't forget Ronald Reagan's 1980s Nicaragua-Contra wars as well.
There's lots of stuff. So, you know, China, sometime in the future, China...
Don't forget Libya.
China invades Taiwan. Do you think U.S. would...
Fuck no.
...come to its rescue or not?
I mean, one of the reasons with... the Chinese history with Taiwan is like because of the foreign policy saying under one China, China has actually used that to actually establish and empower themselves as being like, see, this is one China because the world sees us as one China. So this was actually one, it wasn't fully the state's fault, but I think that's actually one aspect of the state's fault of where the foreign policy has been unfortunate. But like, for example, like when Taiwan wants its independence, of course, like, and this has been really tough for them because they've lost a lot of adversaries and they lost all the economic gain because obviously then China was saying no because it has to be one China.
Mm-hmm.
And they use, like I said, they use that phrase from the States, a foreign policy of one China, mm-hmm. as well as like a backup or like as an extra reason. So,
but I mean, I think there's expectation by people in Taiwan that the U.S. will protect them.
Let's just look historically on that. And we're talking about two nuclear powers. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to risk potential nuclear war over an island for Taiwan? Look what happened to Hong Kong. We don't give two shits about what happened to Hong Kong. So why would they go over Taiwan?
Hong Kong's situation is just very, very sad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's just... Not saying, but like a friend there, like it just quickly just turned to shit. Mm-hmm. And now they're all leaving to Taiwan as well.
But I mean, Hong Kong is like in this, you know, the Chinese mainland, and it's like just a city that's right next door. Like if they actually, you know, took control of Taiwan, this would require a bit of...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would go as easy as...
Sure, I don't think they're just going to invade it and just going to be like, oh, it's all done. But do you really think the American people are like ready for this?
Well, this is my question, because, I mean, America's always had this role as world police.
Mm.
But so do you think that time's over, so they're not world police anymore?
The question, okay, do we think, like, will the states still be, like, a world police? I think so, but not on the stage. I think they'll be behind the curtain. I think they will be behind the curtain for a reason. I don't think they'll be actually on the stage as they were prior to that, really glamorizing it.
I think we're going to go back to probably to something like, I think honestly this era, unless if China does a terror, like, I don't know, does something like a Pearl Harbor to us, why would we want to go back? They're tired.
It's about China running the world, you know, like, will they let China take these countries and take its power? Historically, like, they went into Vietnam because they wanted to stop this Soviet and Chinese expansion of communism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's that's the only reason they went into Vietnam. And then Afghanistan is to stop this Islamic fundamentalism.
I don't think China has the same. Syria as well. They're not like the Americans go cowboy in and just take
over. They'll take Taiwan and then they'll just stop.
I think whatever they're going to take, Southeast Asia,
they'll just be like, meh. Leave it.
No, because actually, there's, you know, for example, we have the northern caps, like, they're melting and everything like this. And actually, China has a huge interest in claiming the northern globe.
They do it to Africa right now, doing to Eastern Africa, like the harbors they built.
Yeah.
But you know, the shit thing about that is when you build everything for people, you just need one uprising. If they take it out, what is China going to do? You know what I mean? That's the problem. I sound like a fucking phony baloney. I'm a foreign political analyst here telling people honestly, I just don't know. Like the way I see the U.S., like look what happens. They build shit and then they get taken away from.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you think China people in China are really gonna commit to fighting all these like foreign wars abroad? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, their whole thing is like soft power and this economic, providing all this economic infrastructure, and then they think it's like an investment that'll get a return, and it's still people will join them on this Belt and Road initiative, and that also gives them geopolitical power because people are so economically
dependent
on
I get that.
On the Chinese. And that, but that doesn't mean, does this like personally, is it like you don't have any issues with like this Chinese expansion? It doesn't like,
do you want me to say this and never be able to enter China the rest of my life? Because that's what you're gonna make me do.
I mean,
if I say something, that's it. It's gonna be on the internet forever, and I'll never be able to enter China for the rest of my life, which is fine. I never plan on going there anyway.
I mean, it's
so just... censor me now.
I don't know.
You can censor yourself. With
cue in the Winnie the Pooh theme song.
The Glockenspiel.
The Winnie the Pooh. The tambourine.
You can censor yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we will see what happens with this. There's so much predicting you can do, right?
But personally, you're not scared of China. Like living in China, I think, you know.
I wouldn't live there for anything. Sure. Are you kidding me?
I thought it was quite sad that I saw recently this article, like China was known for, I think it was like where they were called the dancing grannies. There'd be granny, and it was like famous for it, but I guess there was going to, I don't know if this was real or really fake, but that there was going to be a law maybe like banning their loudness or something like this. And they were saying like, okay, that has actually been a thing for quite some time. So it'd be quite sad for that to happen.
I mean, do you want the model of totalitarian capitalism exported out everywhere? Because that's all they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all they're doing. They're just sending it everywhere. And they're basically making... They're like kicking us on our... Like, they're basically making us all addicted on cheap consumerism to everything on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want everything cheap and they're going to give it to us because they're like... It's ironic because just like how the British during the Opium Wars... smuggled a bunch of opium on the opium. Now they're making us. They're making. They're doing the
they
same
got you
thing
individually.
Crap.
Yeah.
Mm. You want that crap. iPhone for really cheap? Oh, yeah. Then you gotta come to Mr. Xi Jinping and everyone else.
Well, this is the thing. Will it? Yeah. Will the Americans stop that totalitarian capitalism?
But I don't think it's just
extending.
I don't think it's just the states that.
The European Union also.
Europe has to really look at it a lot too.
Yeah, but they don't have they rely on the U.S. Everyone relies on NATO. Like, no, they don't have a massive army or anything to defend themselves. I mean, France and they have nuclear weapons, but they don't.
Same with the UK, but they're not in any way.
Yeah, they're still incomparable to the amount of military force that China has.
I mean, you have the UK with the Navy, right? They're known for the Navy.
It's a bit.
Well, they were known for the Navy.
Royal Navy.
Yeah, but it's
like
still
1892.
Okay.
I mean, China has so many aircraft carriers and everything now, and I don't know. But yeah, so music. But this ties into our music, episode, our army talk, because I only found out about this week, but apparently, the U.S. Army has a whole division devoted to. Bands and people, like, if you're in the U.S. Army, you can form a band and then you like go on tour to like perform in front of other military and other like all countries around the world. So FDR set this up in World War II.
And
apparently.
What do you play there? Glenn Miller and Frank Sinatra?
You play Keith
everything.
Urban.
It was all like original
Keith
band.
Urban, all right.
Keith Urban on loop.
Keith Urban is cool.
So like in Vietnam, it was...
That's very relaxed.
So Vietnam was common to set up a band so you could avoid fighting on the front line sort of thing. So they had this thing called the U.S. Army's Original U.S. Army's Original Magnificent Special Services.
Wow.
That's what they were. That's what they were called. So you had like... the full name of the contest they had. So if you want... You had to like... It was like a game,
this is
search for a superstar kind of thing, where all the bands would compete every year with the U.S. Army bands, and they called it the U.S. Army's Original Magnificent Special Services Entertainment Show Band Contest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
So this was set up by FDR, and then the winners.
The next superstar from America, comes from the U.S. Army.
And for it was actually so. The U.S. government put in $200 million into this every year for all these bands to tour. So they were actually the biggest funder of music in the world. That's... just from these US Army bands. And the most kind of like well-known one that was came out of this was called East of Underground, and they were like this band that was stationed in the German army base at Ramstein.
That's actually a really nice name.
Yeah.
It's a really chill, really cool name. It makes sense as well. It's like East of Underground. All right.
So we're going to play them now, and then we're going to come back and wrap up everything and then have our final farewell song with our special musical guest, Max.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth. You tell it smiling. Smiling faces alive, and I got
Time to Shine Festival, Ich bin ein Hamburger, FSK. So yeah, that was the Easter Underground, this US Army band from the 70s, seven-piece group. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's on Spotify, you can find it. All right, now we'll finish off Time to Shine or Time to Sizzle Festival with Max. He's going to play a special. So it's kind of been an American-themed or USA-themed topics and guests and everything. So he's going to finish. He's adapted a classic American song to the new times of maybe.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Max?
Yes.
Okay. Take it away.
Yay, Max.
Max.
It's a long, long time ago. I can still remember how the music used to make me smile. I knew that if I had my chance and the old one take me loose and dance and dance and dance and make me people smile. Happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, and I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about this widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music, Charlie, died. Bye bye, Miss Australian Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this would be the day that I die. This would be the day that I die. Come on! Did you write the book of love? And did you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. Did you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. When I seek those rhythm and blues, I was a lonely teenage bouncing back at the pickup truck in a Canadian rock. But I knew that I was out of luck the day the music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss Canadian Pie. From a Chevy to the levee, and the levee run dry. And good old boys drinking whiskey and rye, singing this would be the day that I die. This would be the day that I die. And the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played on a marching tune. We all got up to dance, but we never got a chance, 'cause the players tried and made me feel a marching band refused to shield. But you got recalled me, I relieved the day the music died. Started singing bye bye, Miss Indian Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this would be the day that I die.